came about a couple of weeks ago. My agent got a call from the gaffer saying he was interested. I came to meet him, had a talk. More or less everything was sorted then, and then it was just a case of getting it signed today after being away on holiday.
You've travelled around the country in your career, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been up Carlisle and then all the way down to Yeovil, so it's quite a distance away, but I live in Huddersfield, so I'm quite close to York, so that's nice.
Yeah, your hometown was Halifax, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was born in Halifax, but majority of my life I've lived in Huddersfield.
Tell us a bit about the Huddersfield Academy, where you came from.
Yeah, I was there since I was 12 years old, all the way through the academy, through to professional until I was 21 years old. And then I moved up to Carlisle.
And tell us a bit about Carlisle, because that was where you made a bit of a name for yourself, regular first team appearances.
Yeah, I enjoyed my time up there. Played some good stuff, I thought, you know, won the JPT trophy with them as well. Managed to score a few goals up there as well, got 10 in two seasons, back to back. Yes, but I enjoy my time up there. It's good.
The details on Wikipedia claim long-range goals from anything up to 50 yards. That's what it says, yeah. Is this true?
I don't know about 50 yards, but I've scored quite a few from long distance, but that's quite far out.
Any that come to mind?
One against Swindon away. That was probably one of my best goals, really. I was quite far out, hit it, and it went right in the top corner. It was a good strike, to be fair.
And you're on set pieces too?
Yeah, I took them up there. Corners, free kicks, I like to take them as well.
Did that continue into Yeovil?
No, it didn't. I did at the start, but then I was injured and I got took out of the team and then got took off them, kind of thing.
Fortune comes in that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can change, but you know, I've got the ability to take them, so if I need to take them, I'll step up and take them.
Anyway, what do you reckon to York City?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, after speaking with the manager and the chairman, it seems all ambitious, and that's what I am as well. You know, I'm hoping we're going to look top after playoffs. That's what we should aim for, and hopefully, you know, we can do that.
For you personally, you're back home in Yorkshire.
Yeah, that's positive as well. You know, I think moving away, it was a bit harder than I thought it was going to be down to Yeovil, so I'm just glad to get back now and hopefully, you know, make this a positive.
Just back off your honeymoon.
Yeah, I got back on Saturday night. That was a good time. Went to Vegas, then Cancun, so it was enjoyable.
Vegas? Was that all it's cranked up to be?
Yeah, it was really. It's unbelievable. You've got to be there to see what it's like, and really enjoyed it.
So, newly married, Yorkshire, back home as it were. How big a period is this for your career now, then, James?
It's massive. You know, I think I've had. Playing my best football up at Carlisle in my first couple of seasons, then I've sort of had a dip in form last year. Didn't really go well either. So I think this is a massive move for me, and it's one that I'm determined to make it right and show people, you know, that I'm a good player. And I've just got to concentrate now on my football, and hopefully that'll come.
Was the dip injury related to some extent, getting back after that?
At Yeovil it was. I think I missed most of pre-season, and then I came back and I was still injured, and then tried playing, and it was a bit of a mess, really, but I'm just looking forward to putting that behind me now and concentrating on this part.
You think you're going to feel more at home now? You're back in your home county?
Yeah, I think that'll definitely be the case, and like I said, I can just concentrate on football now.